Welcome to the next segment of your journey. In this lesson, we're going to explore personal encounters with power and the profound changes they bring to our lives. Let's revisit some important points. When the authors of Alcoholics Anonymous use the term we, they're referring to the first 100 individuals who wrote the book, not any of us sitting in fellowship rooms today. It's crucial to differentiate between the program of recovery as outlined in the book Alcoholics Anonymous and the fellowship found in recovery halls and meeting rooms. Our intention here is to offer you a different experience, a unique perspective that aligns with the experiences of the authors. My role is not to tell you what the book says. Instead, I'll show you how I find my own experience. The aim is to encourage you to have your own personal encounter and discover what it means to you. When we both actively engage in this process, we will share a profound spiritual experience. You're about to have your own encounter with power. Yes, you heard it right. You're going to experience something extraordinary that will leave a lasting impact on you. When this encounter happens, you'll feel a shift within you. It may be a pleasant or challenging experience, but it will be undeniably significant. When that happens, you'll experience the profound meaning behind the statement often recited at the beginning of the meetings, "There is one who has all power, that one is God." Regardless of your initial beliefs, we have all come into this journey with doubts and uncertainties. Some may even question the necessity of a spiritual experience. However, we'll discover how a powerlessness problem can only be solved by a connection with a higher power. It's about transcending synthetic spiritual experiences and coming to believe in a greater spirit. Many of us, no matter our beliefs, reach a point where continuing as we were would lead to disaster. Life becomes chaotic and the consequences of addiction become evident. But here's the exciting part. You are created for a purpose. The authors share their experiences, revealing that about half the first 100 individuals were atheists or agnostics. The other half were believers trapped in the grips of addiction. Through their encounters with power, their beliefs were transformed. This is the profound journey we're embarking upon. Get ready for an extraordinary experience. Brace yourself for the encounter with power that lies ahead. Together, we'll unlock a new experience and embark on a journey of redemption and restoration.